The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
We always talk about how you know there's certain rules in place from the NCAA that you can't give gifts out, you can't do this, do that with amateurs. But I guess with bowl season and bowl gifts, those don't count, right? That's a little different.
Well, I mean, but the gifts are still in the hundreds, not the thousands of dollars generally. And yeah, there is some provisions for what bowl committees can do. You just, you know, the rules the NCAA have in place, they don't want boosters and people like that giving gifts.
Yeah, you can understand that, because if you had some boosters out there giving out PlayStation 4s and Xboxes and whatnot just to players, you know, that's that could be problematic.
I know the Cotton Bowl, that's what, you know, one of the many reasons why the Cotton Bowl is so highly regarded is they take really good care of the staffs and the players and what they get. And I know there's been, you know, Bielema talked a lot about this in his time at Arkansas, and they went to a few bowl games with Bielema, but, you know, a lot of fun stuff. If Tyler's with us later, maybe he can shed some light on some of the bowl games he played in, because that's always fun stuff to hear about, you know. A lot of those bowl gifts guys will hang on to for years.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's kind of like I'm jealous, because I know in the media when you go to these bowl games, you'll get some pretty sweet bowl gifts.
Sometimes.
I mean,
not always.
What was the last one you got that you remember that was pretty awesome?
Oh, I was trying to think of the last one I got, but the last bowl game I attended as a member of the media was the Belk Bowl.
Which was the last bowl game Arkansas
which was
played.
The last bowl game, yeah. And I'm trying to remember what our media gift even was at that thing. They being the bowl committees, usually have a lot of nice hospitality, too. So, you know, I'm not – if you give me a nice pullover or a nice bag or, you know, a lot of times you'll get a briefcase type deal to put your laptop and stuff in, you know, just depending on where you're going. But, you know, a lot of them have really nice hospitality, too. Cotton Bowl always takes care of a good media gift and good hospitality. So, you know, it's fine, you know. I'm trying to remember what the Belk Bowl gave us that year.
Well, I'd go out on a limb. Maybe it's something Belk related, right? You think?
I know there was like a $25 Belk gift card.
You I'm didn't sure steal ever... anything, did you?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay, good. We don't need to go down that road and start revisiting those times.
Yeah, I needed socks, man.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it. When you need socks,
it's
you
cold.
Need socks. I mean, what
it's
can
cold.
You say?
Yeah, it's totally, cold out there.
Totally get it, man. So, but. No, and that's what's just so fascinating about, you know, with bowl games, and obviously Arkansas is not playing in one, so we can't have as much fun in it. But just the matchups themselves and the games themselves and, you know, everything that goes along with it, I think it will be, you know, at least interesting to watch from the perspective. Because here's the thing, too, with the SEC and some of the bowl matchups they have, I mean, some of them are all right, but I don't know. Maybe is it just me? I'm not into that bowl season. Is it just because Arkansas is not in the bowl games and I'm just not... Other than the championship series, the playoff, I don't know. There's just not really a bowl game that sticks out to me that I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, other than the playoff games and maybe some of the New Year's Day 6 games, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, remember in the good old days?
The glory days?
When watching the BCS, you know, the poll each week when it came out was like, you were going to be in front of that TV.
Oh, yeah.
To see where Arkansas was this week, and you were all in on that. When's the last time you made an appointment
to
make
watch
sure
that?
You were there when they revealed the standings?
Probably in that year, yeah, that
I
last
mean, now
year.
Now we just read about it after the fact. But I remember then, you know, you were, you know, when your team's not involved, you're just not as apt. It's almost like the, you know, well, it's a lot like, say, the NIT tournament. If Arkansas ends up in the NIT tournament, we're going to be all about watching the NIT and the games and kind of keeping up with it. Once Arkansas's out, been defeated, you could care less.
Yeah.
It's kind of like College World Series or the college, you know, just college baseball, the regional super region. Once your team is out, when's the last time you watched a whole lot of the College World Series that Arkansas wasn't involved in?
That's a good point, because I can tell you right now, I didn't watch any.
you know,
zero.
Some people are all in on it, but I think the vast majority of people, you know, wants their teams out. So I get why you would have a little lower interest in the bowl season this year, other than I just like watching football, and I like watching college football over pro football, and it's going to be the last little bit of it. We got a few weeks to go to. We'll get to see some college football again.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of sucks because, you know, you get so excited for college football, and then when you blink twice, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what makes it special.
Yeah, because it takes you to where you love it so much, you enjoy it so much, you almost take it for granted when it's going on, because once it comes to an end, you're like, man, this is lame. I wish it could keep going on. But then once the off season hits, and then once summertime gets here where you have SEC media days, then all of a sudden it starts making it a lot more exciting again, and it's almost like it's Christmas. It's literally the same type of thing. With Christmas coming up, it's the same type of deal. Christmas is one day, maybe 2 days, maybe it's a whole week depending on how you celebrate, but it's a short-lived period. But everybody loves it. Everybody looks forward to it. Everybody tweets about it. It's like, this many days till Christmas. It's the same thing with college football. They say this many days until college football starts, this many days until this team ends up playing their season opener. I mean, it's just that same type of feeling. Here we are, Tommy. The regular season's over. The conference championships are over. Now we just got to wait on bowl games. Mm. So it just, man, it's amazing how just time flies, especially with a team like Arkansas, which usually, if it's a brutal season, which I'm sure you remember back in 2013, I felt it was this way at least, where it seemed like it just drug on and on and on.
Yeah,
because
a lot
it was
of similarities.
Yeah, because they went 3-9 that year. They went 2-10 this year. But correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy, I think we even talked about this. It didn't feel like it drug on as much for Arkansas this season as much as you would think for a team to go 2-10.
I mean, Arkansas got their here's the problem, the differences. This year you lost a home game to North Texas, a road game to Colorado State. Is Colorado State similar? Because 13-year was the year you lost to Rutgers, right?
On the road, yes, out that's there. Right,
I mean,
yep.
Rutgers is a little easier.
Blowing a lead, too.
Yeah. I don't know how you equate those games if you're a fan. I mean, I'm still in therapy trying to forget that period. Maybe I need more therapy after this year.
Yeah, you may need it.
But the problem was, at least Arkansas was semi-competitive in some SEC games. Not all, but some. You felt like even though you got beat 65-31, you did better than expectations against Bama. That 13-year, man, South Carolina, A&M,
Bama.
I mean, it seemed like 52-0 was the magic number or something, man. It seemed like 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it just beat down after beat down after beat down. I mean, yeah, you lost 8 games this year, but they weren't all massive beatings like that. Now, you weren't in a lot of them. I mean, as far as fourth quarter, need a score to go win, Ole Miss was closest thing that fits that description. And the end of the year, you really limped out rather than bowed up. But still, nonetheless, the record in conference plays the same.
Yeah, I mean, it all plays out that way. At least,
I mean, but you're right. It seemed like that year the weather was. I remember that game at A&M. Weather was nasty. It was just a lot of, just a lot of ugliness in that season and a lot of big time blowouts.
Just, man, it's how unfortunate. This has been too many ugly seasons for Arkansas.
I know. It seems like that. When's the last great season? When's the last good season?
I mean, 2011. It was the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, because even in the year the best year, I guess, technically, Bielma had was when they went 8-5 after that Liberty Bowl win against Kansas State. And even that year, you're like, oh, this was good, but they should have been better because they shouldn't have lost to Toledo. They shouldn't have lost to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
But yet they found ways. So, yeah, very, very frustrating and very bad for Razorback fans, but hopefully the light's at the end of the tunnel.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
You know, with the bowl games coming up, it's fascinating to me that, of course, just the matchups and the locations and, you know, who's doing what, who's sitting out, who's doing anything, just dealing with bowl games. But the one thing that will always fascinate me more than anything are bowl gifts. And what I mean by that is that certain teams, when they go to certain bowl games, depending on who the sponsor is, the players and coaching staff and support staff and whoever all receive gifts. And the list has come out for the gifts that all these players will be receiving from the particular bowl games. And so we're going to play a little thing where we don't have to go through all the bowl games. We'll go through the biggest ones. But just which we think would be the best bowl game to go to based off the gifts alone, because it is the Christmas spirit that we're getting into. Obviously, I don't know if Tommy's got his Christmas sweater on, but me and Ty do, as you can see as we are broadcasting live here on the Morning Rush. And so we're all about in the giving spirits. So we're wondering about going through these bowl games, which ones are looking the best. So I'm just going to go through this, Tommy, and you can, of course, I know you're a big gift guy. You like having nice things. So we'll go through a few of these, and we'll see what you think, and we'll see how it works out. So first off, we'll start with the Auto Nation Cure Bowl, which is the first bowl game of the season. That's December 15th, just here in a few days. And it is Tulane versus Louisiana. Here's what all the players receive: a Holloway Force jacket, sunglasses with a carrying case, an Energizer power bank, a duffel bag, Pebble Beach slides, interesting, a DOP kit, a Sport Tech long sleeve contender t-shirt, and a cap. Tommy, what's a Pebble Beach slide?
I'm guessing those are like sandals, wouldn't be flip-flops. I mean, it's like, I'm guessing that's footwear when you say slides, like something you'd put on your foot.
I mean, I'd assume so, but I mean, I've never heard them called slides, so that's really why I brought them up. So, but anyway,
you never heard those called flip flops called slides?
No, yeah, I have.
I've never heard.
Wow, Tommy, little props to you there. Yeah.
Tommy's all about wearing shoes with no socks.
Absolutely,
like he's kind of like me. Like, we hate wearing socks for some reason. I don't know why, but if there's a shoe or a footwear that we can do it without socks, then we're going
to
do it. So,
although after Bielema's record, I may have to start wearing socks since he was for that too.
Yeah, so. Well, I don't think you have an Iowa Hawkeye tattoo on your calf, so I think you're probably pretty safe there too, having to show that off. So, but anyway, there's that gift. Okay, so if we want to move to some of the SEC games too, we'll go with the Texas Bowl, Vanderbilt versus Baylor. You get a gift suite, Academy Sports plus outdoors gift card, an Adidas belt or a Adidas backpack plus a belt buckle. How about that? You get a belt buckle there. So moving on to Texas A&M, they're in the Gator Bowl versus NC State. They get a Fossil watch, Maui Jim sunglasses, ain't bad, an Amazon Echo,
there you go,
eye slides, SIC tumbler, and a DOP kit.
Man, what is a DOP? Okay, y'all are going.
Yeah,
to
we're going to have to look this up. Ty, do you know what a DOP kit is?
That's twice we've had a DOP kit. Yeah,
that seems like, I mean, what you have, like toothbrush, toothpaste, stuff like that. Will you put that in when you travel? Right.
Yes, that's a good call, Ty. Yeah, it's a toiletry bag, essentially. Okay. So I've never heard it called a DOP kit.
I neither.
My dad's called it that before. Because he always got mad at me because I always used to carry my toiletries in like a Walmart bag. He's like, I'm going to get you a DOP kit. That's the only reason I know why that is.
Learn something new today.
That's right. So there we go. So because there's a few of these places that have DOP kits in it. So South Carolina in their Belk Bowl gets Virginia. I think we know what they get. A shopping trip to the Belk department store.
Not the worst thing ever.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just, hopefully no one tries to.
Don't steal clothes.
You still get more than you've been told to get.
I mean, I know it's tough for people to not steal things that they're getting for free anyways, but yeah, don't do that. And they also get a Fossil watch. So, hey, by doing a shopping trip, you can get what you want. So that's kind of a benefit within itself right there.
Well, how do you feel about watches anymore? It's a couple times we've heard about Fossil watches.
I think Fossil watches are fine. It's more of the Apple Watch.
Well, but here's the thing. Unless it's an Apple Watch, unless it's a Fitbit, unless it's a, do people just wear watches anymore?
I think so. I mean,
you don't, do
you? Mm-mm.
I think,
Tommy, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No, Tommy doesn't wear one.
John, you don't wear one?
I mean, I will wear one if it's like a formal occasion.
Well, but everyday use?
No.
How much do you wear? Do you wear a watch anymore? Put that on the poll.
Yeah.
Because you got a phone that's got a clock on it.
Yeah. And the thing is that I believe that anyone who says yes to that question probably is because they wear an Apple Watch.
Right. I'm not talking. Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about an old school telling time watch.
I'm talking about
watch.
Something that only tells time. It doesn't do any. It doesn't count your steps. It doesn't count your calories. It doesn't interact with your phone. It doesn't give you text messages. It only tells time.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see how that goes. Yeah, put that up high and see. I mean,
you wear just a plain
watch. Old Jane watch. Yeah, make sure you don't
watch.
No
regular.
Fitbits, no Apple watches. So yeah, that'll be fascinating to see. So all right, Missouri in the Liberty Bowl against Oklahoma State. They get a shopping trip to Memphis's Bass Pro Shops.
Now, that's cool.
Now, that is awesome.
Sign me up for that.
A Bose SoundLink Micro Bluetooth speaker, which is also pretty great.
Good.
A Bulova watch. I think that's how you say it. Bulova watch. We'll go with it.
Bulova, I believe.
Bulova. There you go. Nike athletic shoes. Solid. Sports sandals. Backpack and sunglasses. Plus a football.
That's the best one I've heard yet.
Yeah, that one's pretty solid.
Have you been in the Bass Pro Shop there at the Pyramid?
Yes.
Ooh, that's the thing.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm not even Bass Pro Shops anywhere, but that one's really cool.
Yeah, and I'm not even an outdoor guy, and I love going in there. So, I
like that place.
That's a pretty awesome one. So that may be the clubhouse leader right now. All right, Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl versus Iowa. They get a Fossil watch, a Jostens ring, $125 gift card to Best Buy, an Outback Steakhouse gift card, and a hat. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Whatever.
It's better than some of the other ones I've heard. But that's true. I like Memphis better.
Yeah, Memphis still leading. All right, LSU in the Fiesta Bowl versus UCF. You get a PlayStation 4 gift package, a Fossil watch with engraved case back, and an OGO X-Fit backpack.
Okay. The PlayStation, tell me, is it's the full deal?
Yeah, it's a gift package. What I usually assumes is you get that plus some games, plus maybe like an extra controller and all that. I would assume that's what the PS4 gift package includes.
That's pretty good right there.
It's not bad. It's a value right there.
And you get the OGO bag. And I don't know if y'all have priced those. I like the OGO bags. Those are nice.
Yes,
and
they are.
They're not cheap.
Yes, they are. So that as far as the money value goes, that may be also up there too.
That's right there with Memphis. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl versus Penn State, you get a $400 Best Buy gift card, a Fossil watch, and also an OGO backpack with luggage tag. So
Fossil must have a deal with these bowls.
I guess so, yeah, because they're them and the, the dot bags or whatnot. I don't know if that's particular to anything, but yeah, those are kind of the ones that have been mentioned throughout random ones, because here comes another one. Georgia in the Sugar Bowl versus Texas, you get a gift suite. A Fossil watch, a New Era cap, Rock'em socks, and cufflinks.
Usually the gift suite means there's a bunch of stuff in a room. You get so many points. So you can go in and you can pick what you want, but you don't get it all, but you get to get so many things. It's kind of like the ultimate gift counter at Chuck E. Cheese. You got so many tickets, and except the prizes are a whole lot better.
Yeah, for a whole lot better, that's for sure. All right, so Florida playing in the Peach Bowl against Michigan. A $300 vanilla Visa gift card. What's the difference between a Visa gift card and a vanilla Visa gift card? I think that may be the question. So $300 of that. Another Fossil watch. A Mophie Power Station XL.
All right.
Do you know what that is?
I think that's one of those, you've got one there, one of those portable power.
Oh, okay, yeah, that
stations,
does, like,
you
for
plug
phones.
In,
okay.
Plug, it charge stuff up.
Okay, all right, so that makes sense. All right, so an Amazon Echo Dot smart speaker, third generation, and a football. That's the Peach Bowl. Now, here's this. I'm not trying to hate on anybody, but this is the Music City Bowl with Auburn and Purdue.
You Garth Brooks CDs, right?
Well, you get a gift suite, which doesn't entail exactly what's in there, and then a Fossil watch, and that's it.
The gift suite better be good.
Yeah, that's what I would be saying. It better some awesome, like, Garth Brooks tickets in there or something like that.
But you're in Nashville,
Dinner with
though.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
That'd be something. Yeah. You're in Nashville, though. That's, like, a gift in itself.
Yeah, but
true. Nashville is a great city.
It's a great city.
That is
though.
The best southern city in the United States of America.
Yeah. Can't wait to go to the SEC basketball tournament there.
Yeah, excited.
It's going to be a good time.
Hate that Ty can't go.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's really killing you inside there, Tommy.
Someone's got to run the board.
So you always got to fall back. Somebody's got to run the board. Somebody's got to do that job. So, all right, and finally, the last SEC game, the Orange Bowl, Alabama versus Oklahoma. You get a gift suite. But I'm going to really show my lack of high society here. Torno watch? We'll go with that. You know, sounds like a personalized bobblehead of each student athlete.
What?
Yes,
they're going to do a different bobblehead for each. That can't. Then it can't be any good.
I'm just saying that's what they're given. They're given a
I understand,
personalized
but
bobblehead.
That's not a good gift.
Really, I think that'd be kind of cool to have a bobblehead of yourself.
But my point is how good can the bobblehead be if they're going to do one for each player?
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a high-quality item.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll see some pictures of them later. Yeah. And then also you get a sling bag. So there you have it with the
I don't think ball. That's a – I mean, again, this gift suite thing is so, nebulous. Yeah. You don't know what – what they're giving away in there.
They just have cash.
But I think Memphis, the Liberty Bowl, may be the winner in all of that.
Yeah,
go back away. You get to go to
the Liberty Bowl. You get a shopping trip to Memphis's Bass Pro Shops, a Bose SoundLink Micro Bluetooth speaker, a Bulova watch, Nike athletic shoes, sports sandals, backpack, and sunglasses, plus a football. So you definitely get the most out of that.
Well,
I believe, as far as random gifts.
Telling you, the deal at Bass Pro would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time going against that one. I really am.
It's right up Tommy's alley.
Absolutely.
Hey, I mean, I wish it gave how much money you could spend at Bass Pro. Like, because if it's $50, which still would be great, but it's probably not going to go as far.
No.
I don't know. I'd be curious to see how much it is. But if it's like a couple hundred dollars, be all about that. So, Yeah, Tommy, I may be with you, man, on the Liberty Bowl. That may be the one to go to. I will say, though, I do like the Citrus Bowl with the $400 Best Buy gift card, plus the OGO backpack with luggage
tag. That's a good one, too.
That's a good one. That's about it, though. See, you can give gifts to student-athletes just as long as it's in the bowl.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Toyota, let's go places. And let's go with a great segment that we do on every Tuesday around this time. It is a Would You Rather Tuesday, so we're going to have some fun with it. Ask a few of the questions that are going to get sports and some non-sports related. So we'll go ahead and kick it off with the question that we asked here on Twitter anyways. So let me just ask you guys, would you rather see Arkansas go the grad transfer route for the quarterback position in 2019, or see what they can work with what they have on campus and coming in the upcoming recruiting class? Tommy, we'll start with you. Which one would you rather do?
I guess see what we can do with the recruiting class. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one because you don't know who you're going to get. I mean, you're out there in the transfer market. You're looking for someone, but anyone you get in that route is generally either someone that's lost their job to another player or they're disgruntled, dissatisfied with where they're at. I mean, the idea if you're going to go get another Russell Wilson, kind of like Bielema was able to do years ago is, you know, those are a 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000 type deal. That's a great question. I guess I would just probably stick with what we've got and see if you can develop somebody because you're in a little more control of the situation and it's not a short-term Band-Aid. You might actually be building something, but you got to live through the pain in the short term while you do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to say you got to go with the grad transfer quarterback just because that the current situation that they don't have really much to work with. At least that's what it looks like from the perspective of Chad Morris, because they wouldn't be going after grad transfer quarterbacks as heavily as they are if they felt like they were confident and comfortable enough with what they had. So I feel like that's kind of a telling situation of what they're in. So I want to see what they can get. Now, obviously, it's not saying that a grad transfer can come right in and be amazing. I mean, a grad transfer could come in and be a non-factor, be a terrible quarterback. It could happen. But either way, it's a situation that Arkansas and Chad Morris finds themselves in. I want to see a grad transfer, whether it's Shane Buechel, if it's a Mason Find, or what is it, I always forget his name, Khalil from there.
Khalil Tate.
There we go. I want to say Khalil Mack, but I know that's not the case. Khalil Tate over there in Arizona. If it's that guy, if it's one of those quarterbacks, I think that would be a great option for their Arkansas Razorbacks. But, if they just get somebody that comes out of left field and no one's ever heard of, and he was a third stringer at, North Dakota State, then I don't think that's going to get anybody up in arms and get really pumped up either.
That's why it's a hard question to answer because it's such an unpainted
broad
picture.
Yeah.
You know, with the transfer deal, at least you kind of know what you're dealing with the guys you got.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, all right, I know we haven't talked a whole lot of basketball, but I do want to mix it up with this one. So, would you rather win the NIT or lose in the second round of the NCAA tournament?
Win or lose in the second round of the NCAA tournament every time. 1,000 out of 1,000.
100%. Yeah, okay. I'm with Tommy on that one.
Okay. Just out of
I'd rather lose in the first round. I'd rather lose in the play-in game in Dayton
than win the NIT.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to why. Why?
Because it's the NCAA tournament versus the NIT.
Tommy, would we get to go to New York if they made it to the NIT Final Four?
Yes, John and I would get to go. Correct.
Be a great party.
Yeah.
You need a lot of pizza. Okay, so you just feel like the NCAA tournament and losing and just getting into the NCAA tournament is a bigger and better honor than winning the entire NIT.
Every day.
Okay.
1,000 out of 1,000.
Okay. I'm a little surprised by that. Because I guess if it's coming to... I don't know. I feel like winning the NIT would at least give you some clout. It wouldn't give you much. You'd be winning a... Would you hang a banner up in your arena? Probably. Would you be on ESPN and people talk about you for a split second? Sure. But if you're just another team that loses in the second round of the NCAA tournament...
Yeah, but no one talks about NIT appearances. Hey, they made the NIT tournament for the 14th time in program history. Now, they do flash on that LED board how many times you've been to the NCAA tournament and how many Sweet 16s and Elite Eight, you know, all those type of things. Fine. You know, that's how you measure the greatness of any program is how many times you've been in the tournament than what have you done in the tournament. So I'd rather have one more tournament appearance, even if it didn't amount to much, in an NIT appearance, or an NIT championship.
It's just no one cares about the NIT
anymore.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal at all.
Years ago, that was the tournament. That was the tournament you wanted to win.
They switched it over.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Everything 50 changed.
Years ago, or whatever it's been.
Yep. Everything changed. All right. So, all right. Next one. This because I hate Kentucky basketball. Would you rather see Kentucky get caught with some NCAA violations this season, or would you rather just have Arkansas beat them?
Arkansas beat them.
No, Tommy, this is where you're wrong. Violations, that could hurt a program for a decade.
With Kentucky.
One loss.
No.
One loss, yeah, but just the possibility of destroying a program. So you're wrong on this one. You got to go with the NCAA violations.
They never seem to stick to the powerful.
That's true, but it's about trying to inflict the most pain possible. And a loss, a regular season loss, is not going to do that.
What's the
sanctions do that?
What's the old running joke that when the NCAA is mad at Kentucky, they put Western Kentucky on probation?
Mm-hmm.
Or Louisville.
Well, listen, I don't think that it's going to be... Kentucky's probably not going to get put on by NCAA violations or anything like that, or probation or anything like that. I'm just bringing it up because it's like, as a Razorback fan, you just want to see Kentucky suffer. But at the same time, though, there's nothing sweeter than your team, beating Kentucky. Especially if you, like, say, this season you beat them on the road. It doesn't happen very often. It's just something you can have that you can hold your hat on. I get where Ty's coming from, too, though, because you feel like or you hope that if they do get hammered with some violations, then maybe it'll be able to increase your probability of maybe beating him in the coming years.
I mean,
I got no faith in the system.
I don't either.
You beat him twice in 2014 on the road and at home. And
got you an NIT bid.
Got you an NIT. Like, it didn't do anything for you.
No.
So they get inflicted with punishment, even if you didn't cause it. I'm all for that.
The best thing, was that the same year that Kentucky lost? I lose track of the year they lost in the NIT to
No.
What year was that?
That year was that was the year that they had Archie Goodwin, and I think that was the previous season, I believe.
13.
Yeah, it was in 13 because
that was like the greatest thing.
Yeah, because Arkansas beat them
basketball.
Oh, it was fantastic. You saw the people rushing because they had to play it at Robert Morris.
Yeah.
Right,
because Robert Morris. Okay, I knew it was one of those former president name type of universities.
Yeah, they had to play it at Robert Morris because I think that there was something going on in Lexington where they couldn't use their arena or something. It was something weird like that,
like a Miley Cyrus concert or something going on. Yeah,
so it was just fantastic
because they had never they had all these events. Yeah, exactly right. They had all these events planned because they never dreamed they would need their arena for an NIT appearance.
Well, lo and behold, that's what ended up happening. So that was a pretty great one. So, all right, another one. This one's kind of I came up with on the fly, so bear with me. Would you rather lose the way the New England Patriots lost over the weekend with the lateral and Kenyon Drake running it in from 60-plus yards out, or would you rather lose a game by missing an extra point from 13 yards out or 17 yards out, whatever it is? What would you rather? The way you rather lose, what would make you feel less horrible?
Probably, I would rather lose with the lateral, with the miracle play.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because at least it's a one off. It's an anomaly. It's something that you're never going to see. Yeah, you're the kind of the butt of the joke, but. You know, at least you don't have a kicker that you no longer have faith in. And at least you can pick up and move on and go play next week. You know, when you have a kicker you lose faith and confidence in, you never seem to gain it all the way back, do you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
it's something about losing on a game-winning kick. At least you, I don't know. There's no good way to lose.
Yeah, especially in those two types of ways where it feels like you'd never dream in a million years that'd end up being you. You'd never be the one that misses an extra point to win the game, or you would never be the one that gives up a lateral crazy play at the end of the game to a team that you probably should have beaten just because you took bad angles or had Gronkowski in as a safety for whatever reason. So, yeah, it's just really weird. But either way, it would suck to lose. I probably agree with you, though. I want to lose in that crazy way because, you know, sometimes those type of things happen, especially when it comes to football. All right, last one. Tommy, this one's for you, buddy. Would you rather see Maroon 5 in concert at the Super Bowl or Imagine Dragons in concert at the College Football National Championship game? And you can't stay for the game. You can only watch the halftime show. So don't try to make it look like what game you'd rather see. Which one would you rather do?
Probably Maroon 5.
You like Maroon 5?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know that I like. I'm just probably a little more familiar with what they got going on. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you were familiar with either one of them, honestly. Because, you know, I just took you as a country guy. It's kind of your thing.
I mainly am, you know.
So, I'm Maroon 5. I'd probably go with Maroon 5, too, because I do like their music a lot better. Imagine Dragons, do you even know any of their songs, by chance?
No.
Okay.
And I probably have heard some. I mean, I'm really bad about I've heard stuff, and then...
Yeah. I mean, the only one I
don't
even
have
know,
it committed to, like, you know. Hey.
The only one I even know is Radioactive. That's the only song I know that Imagine Dragons has done. So, you know, if it's any consolation, Tommy, I don't know the music either. So,
your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.